Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
You get to be the guest today.
I do.
Well, yeah. You've been looking very deeply into the topic of childcare and how it's really affecting the economy in greater Minnesota.
Right. Since we posted this article about a month and a half ago, we've had just an unprecedented reaction to it. People around the state are just very interested and want to learn more about the effects that the child care shortage is having on families and businesses around the state.
And the other people that you've been talking to are some legislators, and apparently you've got their attention.
Yeah, the state legislature has a joint task force on affordable child care. So both senators and members of the House are on that task force, and they've been meeting for a few months now. It's a special task force that was put together to look specifically at this issue. So the legislature is taking it that seriously. And so I was invited to come up there at their latest meeting and give them a presentation of just what the issues are in greater Minnesota and how they might differ from what's going on in the metro area.
So how do they differ?
Well, the key differences are, to start with, there are two different kinds of child care. There are daycare centers, which is called center child care, and then there are what we think of as in-home daycare, which is what's called family child care. And to understand this, you have to know, first off, that greater Minnesota is far more dependent on family child care or that in-home daycare. We have, relatively speaking, a lot fewer daycare centers in greater Minnesota, and that's just because we don't have the population density that's necessary to make these things financially sustainable. In the Twin Cities, it's the opposite. They have the population density, so it's more feasible to open a daycare center, and so they're less dependent on in-home daycare. And so what they have in the Twin Cities is a problem of affordable child care. It's getting priced out of parents' range. In greater Minnesota, it's just plain there's a shortage of daycare. People are retiring and people are dropping out, and it's harder to find a provider. A lot of it goes back to the fact that average income in greater Minnesota is lower than in the Twin Cities, and in some places a lot lower. So parents can't afford as high a rate as, say, someone in the Twin Cities could afford. However, the costs for a daycare provider aren't necessarily going to be that much lower, because costs don't go down just because you live farther from the metro. And so in this case, in-home providers and center-based providers are really having a hard time making ends meet and being able to charge rates that cover their costs.
There are opportunities for people who live in greater Minnesota to really make a case to the legislature.
Right. The legislators right now are really interested in learning about what's going on out there, especially out in greater Minnesota. Legislators would really like to hear from providers and business owners and anybody who's being affected by this. And so you can contact the legislative committee even just by Googling Minnesota Legislative Task Force on Child Care and finding their contact information and just letting them know that you would like to come in and speak.
Thanks, Marnie.
You're welcome.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.